Test. There you go. Good morning, everyone. Let's turn our Bibles this morning to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. And let's just read two verses here. Let's read verses 13 and 14. So Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. And the word of God says, "Then Moses said to God, 'Behold, I am going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, Who is this? What is his name? What shall I say to them?' God said to Moses, 'I am who I am.' And he said, 'Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you.'" Amen. Let's pray this morning. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this day, God, that we can just come before you and go into your word, God. I just pray that as we meditate on just who you are, God, that you would reveal great and mighty truths to us today. And so, Lord, I humble myself that you would speak through me, and we lift up this time to you, and all this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And so here we are reading through chapter 3, and this is Moses' encounter with the burning bush. If any of us have ever seen any movie on the Ten Commandments or on Moses himself, I'm sure this is a familiar scene where there's a bush that is on fire, but it is not burning up. And here, Moses has his first personal encounter with God. And God is calling Moses. He calls Moses. He says, "Go and set my people free. Go to Egypt and release my people from captivity and bring them to the place that I have prepared for them." And if you are even more familiar with the story, you realize that in the beginning, Moses, he faced a lot of insecurity. He felt that he was unable. He didn't have the ability to do this thing that God was asking him to do. In fact, oftentimes he said, "Why me, God? Why am I the one doing it? Can you send somebody else?" And we begin this chapter here, in this verse, this passage, and Moses asks this question: "Behold, I'm going to the sons of Israel, as you are asking me to do. And I will say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you." But then they might ask me, "Oh, really, the God of your fathers? Well, what's his name?" Right? And Moses says, if they ask me this question, what should I say to them? If they ask me, yes, Moses is basically saying, okay, God, you're telling me that you're the God of our fathers, but what if they ask me your name? What should I tell them? And I don't know if you guys knew this, but God has a proper name, right? Coming from an Asian background, kind of a family, more Asian, not more Asian, either you're Asian or you're not Asian, but coming from an Asian household, you know, for me, when I was younger, it was the most surprising thing to me that my parents actually had names. I don't know if you guys can remember that moment when you realize your parents have actual names, instead of just calling them mom and dad, or grandma and grandfather. You know, in our family, we would never call each other by our names. And so I didn't realize that my parents actually had proper names. Instead of mom and dad, my dad had a name that was three letters or three characters. But even knowing their names, you know, I very not used to calling them by their names. I think I remember the most shocking moment I ever had was when I was living in the States, where I would go over to a... Am I allowed to say the white friend? Yeah, white friend's home. And hi, Mary. I would go over to a white friend's home, my friend would call his parents by their first name. That blew my mind. Why would you call your parents by your first name, mom and dad? "Hey, Darlene, can you get me a cup of water? Hey, Darlene, me and Hunsu, my friend, we want to get some juice." I'd be like, "What, dude? What are you doing? Why are you calling? Like, why would you call your mom by her first name, right?" And it just never occurred to me that my parents had a first name. But once I knew they had a first name or a proper name, it never occurred to me since then to ever call them by that name, and never will I, probably until we get to heaven and we're all on, you know, the same ground. But God here. God is revealing to Moses his proper name, right? And he says this phrase, he says, in the Bible we see here in this passage is translated, I am who I am. Right? I am who I am. But a more familiar way that we might hear, might be familiar with hearing this name, is the word Jehovah, or the word Yahweh. Right? And in fact, in ancient Hebrew, and I'm sure most of you know this about ancient Hebrew, is that it was a language of consonants. The written language was consonants, and they had no vowels. And so when this name was written down, I am who I am, it was actually written down with four letters, YHWH. And so if you look at the ancient texts, when you see here, God said to Moses, the word that appears is not I am who I am, this whole complete sentence, but is YHWH, or the Hebrew equivalents of these letters. And God had revealed this name. And as you know, we have these commandments where you shall not take the name of your Lord in vain. And in fact, the Hebrews at this time, obviously this was... These are historical records that were written later on. And so at this time, the nation of Israel, they revered the name of God so much that, in fact, they would never utter this name aloud. So they had these letters, and they wrote these letters to represent the name of God that was revealed to Moses, but they never pronounced this name aloud. And so God reveals the name, his name, to Moses, but actually in history, we are unsure of what that name, exactly how it was pronounced. Because the people of Israel, they would not pronounce this name. There was no consonants, there were no vowels, so they didn't write down exact transcription of how it's pronounced. And so we have these consonant letters, but the exact pronunciation was not even, it has not been saved because they would revere the name, where they were afraid, in fact, even to utter the name of God. And so without going into too much of how these letters are now pronounced into what we have today, which is the versions of Yahweh, which is probably the more phonetically correct version, or the version that is based on the Hebrew alphabet, versus Jehovah, which is a more anglicized version, in much the same way that Jesus is with a J, versus his original pronunciation, which is closer to the I'm going to butcher, but Jesus, you know. But God has a name. Oh, thank you. God has a name, right? And as we look here, right, even in the front, right, our church, as we aim to know him, to be like him, and to make him known, and we look at that first part, this idea of knowing God, and to know God, that he has a name, and this is his name. For simplicity, we'll refer to it as Yahweh, but Yahweh, or also known as the Tetragrammaton, which is referring to these letters that refer to the name of God. It is the word that is used most often in the Old Testament to refer to God. Obviously, we know that there are other words, other names, Adonai, El Shaddai, Elohim. And obviously, in our modern context in English, we use the word God, but actually there is a name that God has. And that is this name. And in normal terms, you know, when we know somebody, and when we say we know somebody, we know their name, right? I mean, if I were to say there was this person, and they say, oh, do you know this person? And they show me a picture, and I say, oh, yeah, I totally know that person, right? I completely know everything about that person. And yet, if somebody asks me, what is their name? And I say, I don't know what that person's name is, then do I really know that person? You would start doubting whether or not I know that person. Personally, I'm pretty horrible with names. In fact, I'm so bad with names that usually even people that... I'm going to move up a little bit, this little bright. Even with people's names that I've... Even with people that I've known for many years, especially if their name is that ambiguous, it could be ending with an E or an A, you know, like a Christine or Christina, right? Those kind of names, those names drive me crazy. I'm just not good with names. So my brain is not wired to remember names that well. So it takes me a lot of effort to focus on these things. But when we notice, I mean, we notice that actually when somebody remembers our name, especially when they shouldn't remember our name, you know, we feel touched. You know, or we feel special when somebody remembers who we are. You know, I remember the first time I came to Solomon's porch, it was, I think, within the first month or so. I found myself in the washroom with Pastor Sam. An awkward proposition, in any case. And as we were in, and this is in the old sanctuary over on Winglock Street, and as we were in the bathroom doing what people do in the bathroom, he looks over to me and he says, "Hi, Hyunsu, how are you?" And I was shocked. And all I was shocked because he knew my name. And the only words that could come out, because, you know, obviously we know him and we often see him, but we're not sure if he knows who we are exactly. I said, "Oh, you know my name," right? And that's the only thing I could say to him in this room. Right? But names are important, right? Names are important. They define who we are, right? And names are important, and for us to know the name of God, you know, and the importance of names in itself is something that I think that we as the people of God really need to meditate on, especially when we refer to God himself, right? And so this morning, I just want to just go over two points of why this name of God is important to who we are as believers. The first one is that this name reveals something about who God is. Who God is. Right? Now this word, now from here, one of the reasons, kind of going back into it, of why these four letters, YHWH, we pronounce them as Yahweh, is that many scholars, and most scholars will agree on this, that it derives from the word, the Hebrew word Chaya, which is to exist, or can be translated as I am. Right? This is why in this passage it has been translated I am who I am. And most scholars will agree that this word derives or comes from the Hebrew word Chaya, to exist. And so another way of looking at this name Yahweh is to call it the existing one. The existing one. This Yah also, if just for those of you who are interested, this is where we derive our word hallelujah, right? Hallelujah, which is literally to praise or worship the existing one, right? And it's important. And so what is the significance of that, right? Significance of God to say here in this passage in verse 14, I am has sent me to you. I am has sent me to you. And this isn't bad grammar. This isn't just bad grammar to say, I am has sent me to you, right? But this is revealing something about the very nature of who God is. God is the existing one. That before anything else existed, that God existed. That God, before anything else was, that God is, right? You know, as a child, many children they ask the question, you know, where do babies come from? Where do you come from? Where does this come from? Where does it come from? We're always trying to children always try to figure out the origin of things, right? In a very simple way, even as a child, I remember asking this question: where does God come from? Right? And the answer to that question would always be: God didn't come from anything, right? And as a child, it didn't make any sense to me. What do you mean he doesn't come from anything? Everything comes from something, right? But this is the very truth of what this name, Yahweh, is talking about. It's talking about this idea that it didn't come from anything, but that from the very beginning or the origins of time or even before this idea of time even existed, there was God. He existed. You know, and if we think about this in a deeper way, we think of so much of science, so much of philosophy is trying to use existence to either prove or disprove or understand our this world, to either prove or disprove, but also to understand this world, oftentimes in what we call a logical way, which tries to, in many ways, divorce God from the equation, right? They always say, let's just take God out of the equation and just look at the facts itself. But if we consider that God is the one who has always existed, how can anything that we look at in this world be taken out of the context of God? Right? Before the world began, God is. Before time began, God is. And by this very name, God is revealing who he is. He is saying that he has always been, that he has always existed. In fact, that he is the foundation for all of existence. For him to say this very simple phrase, I am, is for him to say that he is the beginning and the end. The second point of this name, and the second importance of this name, is that this name is important because it reveals our relationship with him. It reveals our relationship with him. You know, names are important because names are telling of, oftentimes, of what kind of relationship that I can have with a person. And this is especially true, for example, here at church, and especially among people that I pastor, they call me this phrase, they call me Pastor Hyunsu, right? Or P. Hyunsu. But at home, when I'm with my wife and we're sitting around there, she does not refer to me as Pastor Hyunsu, right? Right? She has other names for me, some pleasant, others not as pleasant, or, you know, depending on what I did to her that day. But, you know, it reveals whatever she calls me, it speaks to the relationship that we have. As I'm pastoring people in a church context, they call me pastor, but at the home context, I am husband, right? Husband, get me that cup of water. Husband, I'm thirsty. Husband, cook me some breakfast today. Now, when I'm about to do something wrong, sometimes she uses the word pastor, you shouldn't do that. But other than that, you know, our relationship is such that what she calls me is speaking to the relationship that we have. In the same way, we as the people of God, we call God Father, right? Because that is a relationship that we have with him. We are his children and he is our Father. But we also call him Lord. We recognize that he is Lord over us, right? And that we are his servants. And this name, Jehovah, or this name, Yahweh, another way of looking at this name, and another way of translating this name, and I believe that this is the part that really reveals God's hearts, is this idea of I am who I am, is also this idea of I am continually revealing who I am, right? And in this translation, you know, when we look at it, God is saying, and another way of looking at this is God is saying to us today is that he desires continually to reveal himself to his people. He says, I am who I am. And we see later on in the Bible that there are many names that are associated. Obviously, these are things that we are maybe familiar with. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Shalom. Right? And it's this idea that God is continually desiring to reveal who he is. Not only for us to just know his name, but even more so that he continually desires for us to reveal even more of who he is. And this is the relationship that God has. This is why the reason why we are in a growing and intimate relationship with God, because he wants us to know not just that surface level of what I am, who I am, but even more deeper, he desires to continue to reveal more of what that means, that I am, of who he is. And as we see that we are in the very same way that we are called not to take the name of the Lord in vain, so are we in the opposite way called to honor his name and to honor who he is. And as we come to, and I think as we today, as we just come and in a place of meditation, spend some time meditating on who God is, and who has revealed in just this simple phrase of who He is, His name, I am who I am, Yahweh, Jehovah. Not only meditating on who He is, but also meditating on what that means in terms of our relationship with God. You know, and as I ask Evane to come and lead us into a song of worship, today maybe we can just spend a minute or two just meditating on the nature of who God is. Realizing that God is the existing one, that He was before anything else began. But even more than that, and I think this is the part that comes into our own hearts, is that God, even today, He desires for us to know Him even deeper. He desires to reveal Himself to us. And so today, why don't we just spend a minute or two, as we come into singing this song of worship, why don't we just ask the Holy Spirit, God, would You reveal more of who You are to us today? Let's sing together.
He for my verse 11, Moses says to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I, God," Moses says, "that I should do this task which seems so impossible for me, God?" And God's response to Moses is to say that I am who I am. That God says to Moses that certainly I will be with you. And so this morning, can we spend some time praying? You know, especially if today, if you're in this place where not only like the song that we sang, that so often that we are unsure of who we are. What is my place? What is my place in this world, God, that you have placed me in? Or if we're coming to this place where God is asking us of us to do impossible things, and we are asking ourselves, "Who am I that I have been called to do this thing?" And a response to both of these things, let's just ask the Holy Spirit this morning to reveal to us that He is with us. And in the same way that as God has revealed to Moses, that God revealed to us that it is not who we are, but it is who He is that defines who we are. So let's spend some time praying this morning. Let's also continue praying for our community. Let's pray for our community who is suffering from cancer, going through chemo and radiation therapy, as well as those who are recovering from surgery. Let's continue to pray for just quick recovery, for healing, for restoration. Let's also continue to pray for those in our community who are not only sick, but also need that word of salvation. Let's just continue to lift up these names we see on the screen. Let's also pray for those in our community who are suffering from non-cancer related illnesses. Let's just continue to lift up our brothers and sisters. Let's also pray for those in our community who are looking for work, and let's just pray that God will provide just exactly that position that He desires to place them. Let's turn to our mission focus today. Let's continue to pray for Cambodia. Let's pray for Grace Chung, our missionary, who is working with Bloom, and also for Pastor Oh. And let's also continue to lift up Japan and really continue to pray for Pastor Sophia as she studies Japanese and she continues to prepare for begins to do ministry in Japan. Let's pray for these countries. Let's also continue to lift up our intercessory prayer team, as well as our well team and our Cascade ministers. Let's just continue to lift up these ministries, continuing to lift up each and every one of the leaders, and let's just really pray for just a greater anointing and greater sensitivity to God's Spirit. Let's also lift up our education ministries. Let's pray for Noah's Ark, for SP Youth, for SPU. Let's just continue to pray for just the teachers, as well as the leaders and the pastors that are involved in these ministries, and as well as praying for the children that they would continue to just learn more about who God is through these ministries. So let's just continue to lift up our education ministries. Let's also pray for tonight's activities. Let's pray for SP Lights Outreach, as well as for the Homey Outreach. And let's just continue to pray just for godly encounters during this time, as well as just that God will continue to watch over and protect each and every one of our brothers and sisters who are going out tonight. Let's also continue to pray for the house churches that are meeting tonight. Let's pray for Soho, for Robin Hood, for Austin West, and let's just continue to pray for these communities that they would have just amazing times of fellowship tonight. And let's just continue to lift them up. Thank you. Let's also lift up our retreat. Let's continue to pray and lift up our speaker, Pastor Benjamin. Let's also pray, continue to pray for the logistics, and really just for that during this time of retreat, that the presence of God will come powerfully and just reveal itself to us, that and that as a church that we would have unity, as, especially as the three churches in alongside with Beijing and Singapore, that we all come together, that there will be unity in the body. So let's continue to lift up retreat. For today, let's pray for St. Andrew's Church. Let's just continue to lift up. You could see here just a brief description of the of this church and the leaders. And so let's just really pray for them. Let's just especially pray for their main prayer request, which is that they complete the Life Center in a way that honors God and blesses the community. And also for financial provision, that their construction company will be aware of the miracles, and also to pray for God to be at work and all the changes that they face as they move into the Life Center and build deeper and wider links with the community through the 2020 vision. So let's just continue to lift up St. Andrew's Church. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day, God. And God, we just want to worship you for who you are, God, that you are who you say you are. And that we are fully assured because you are who you say you are, God, that so that we also are who you say we are, Father. And so I pray today, God, that as we go out, Father, into our daily lives, Father, that that our identity would not be based on the things that we do, but Father, that our identity would be found firmly, God, in who you have called us to be. And so, God, I pray for protection over each and every one of my brothers and sisters today, God, that we would be the people of God. So thank you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness to us. And may your name continually be blessed, Father, in our church and in our lives. So we thank you, Lord. We love you. We praise you. And all this we pray in your Son's precious name. Amen. Thank you, everyone. Continue to just have a good time of prayer and meditation with the Lord this morning.